watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the two Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What is happening in your world?
Boy, I tell you. This is the big kickoff week for our big grand opening celebration, the first big concert series festival that we're going to have at the Pig on Old 27 South in Gaylord, June 21st. Mark your calendars. We've got Scott Page from Pink Floyd, Dave Landau, Comedy Central comedian. He's been on Gutfeld's show on Fox News quite a bit lately. So we're going to have a huge festival the weekend of June 21st.
Excellent, excellent. I'm looking at the calendar right now. That Friday, June 20th, I've been told there's also going to be a biker poker run in Gaylord. I don't know if you're part of that or not, but they're going to be taking off from Gaylord there and traveling all over northern Michigan. So Saturday, you're saying the next day. Now, this is a concert. I'm assuming it's probably going to be at night.
So we actually have festivities planned from noon on Saturday. Well, technically noon on Friday. We're doing a golf outing with Dave Landau at the Ridge, which is just a couple of driveways up the road from us.
Sure.
On 27.
Yeah.
Friday night, we're going to have a little after party at the Iron Pig after the golf outing. But then Saturday, almost all day long, from noon till 10 or 11 o'clock at night, we're going to have music. We've got vendors coming. We've got inflatables. So it's a family event. So it's not necessarily an adult event. It's a family event. It's what we always like to try and do. We're going to do a beer run again, a milk run for the kids, rib eating contest again. We've got other food trucks, dessert food trucks that are coming in. And at the end of the day, we'll probably have about six bands all together that will be playing.
Wow, that's fantastic. I know you've been working on that. And kind of chomping at the bit to be able to talk about it here on the show and get everybody marking their calendars for it. But finally, it's all come together. And I got a question for you, Ian. Not having to get any authority or permit from the downtown Gaylord Authority on this one?
Not this year, not for this event, no. Thankfully, that's one of the nice things about moving out of the city limits. And then having a pavilion, you know, our own place to have outdoor activities and festivals and plenty of room and parking to do it, that is certainly a very nice feature of the new facility, absolutely.
Yes, I said that, of course, in jest. A little bit of a gig at your city fathers there from last year. They still tick me off of what they did to us over that one, so... But onward and upward, as they say. And the snow, did you guys get any more snow after this last snowstorm we had there in Gaylord?
Yeah, you know, being up here in the snow belt, we tend to get some of these snowstorms sort of late in the season. We did. We got a couple of inches over the weekend, a couple of inches last night. The nice thing is, once the majority of this major snow goes away, when we do get these small snowstorms, they generally go away pretty quick. So that's really what we're looking for now, is we've got a lot of activity to get done outside, new paving, new parking lot lights, new signage, upgrade that pavilion. So we're really looking forward to spring breaking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to, and we, of course, will be promoting it throughout the months coming. Tickets, I just got a question. Do people need to buy tickets, or is this just come and party and consume the food and the alcohol? What's the itinerary?
There are several ticket packages. So RiskItFest, RiskItFest.com. RiskItFest.com is where you can get tickets. Sponsorship packages are available there as well. The itinerary, everything that's going to be going on, RiskItFest.com. Tickets are on presale right now.
Very good. Short break. Word from other sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey,
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, during the break, I got three text messages wanting that website again for the June 21st party that you're going to be having there at the New South location. Could you give that website out again, please?
Sure. It's riskitfest.com. So everything we've done since the pandemic has been based on Risk It for the Brisket.
Yes.
And so last year was going to be a brisket festival. So really what we're doing is we're just taking this idea of risking everything, keeping the restaurant open. So it's Risk It Fest. riskitfest.com.
.com. Very good. Excellent. I got that. I'm going to put that into a text message, you guys. Tickets are on sale now, considered to be pre-sales. And they've got all the information right there on that website again. Going to be Saturday, June 21st. So we're going to be promoting it and talking about it. Ian, as a matter of fact, if you could do me a favor, I got a text message from my engineer, Devin, and he said if you could ask Ian to re-record a new commercial like we've been running for you, God, now for the last year, it feels like a year and a half. Also, a second plan B rotation. He can do an ABAB rotation. Okay. Do a commercial for the festival.
Absolutely.
And then he's listening, and he said, tell Ian I'll run it on an ABAB schedule rotation, the new commercial as well as a commercial for this festival. And we'll start doing that for you on a rotating basis. Another text message came in, and they said that one of the local restaurants up in the UP, Germfask area, still having some issues with these new laws that were negotiated, placated, basically. What are you hearing out there regarding some of these smaller operations that even they're saying the paid sick time is an issue for them? Because the numbers in the legislators and what the governor signed kept the numbers up so high between small businesses and medium, larger-sized businesses. What are you hearing from the smaller operations out in the restaurant areas?
Yeah, there's still so, you know, they sort of fixed the tip credit thing. So that issue has been sort of set aside for the most part.
Sure.
Yeah, and now it's the paid sick leave that a lot of us are going to – so employees are starting to accrue this paid sick time now. And in our industry, we have the most chronic absenteeism virtue of any industry out there. So it's going to affect us very, very much so. In so far as if I have somebody that's out using paid sick leave, they're getting paid their paid sick leave. Plus, I'm also actually having to pay that person to work in the restaurant that day. So I'm almost double paying for what would normally just cost me that one person to actually work. So the larger restaurants, they can afford, they probably have a little bit of cushion to be able to make up for that double wage, if you will. The smaller restaurants, the diners, the mom and pop bars and stuff like that, they just don't have that revenue stream to be able to absorb that additional cost. And that's where I was advocating for like a 50 person or 50 employee cap on small businesses that would then be forced to pay sick leave. Hopefully that makes sense. So 50 employees or more is when you would actually have to start paying. Right now, I think it's, is it 12 or 25?
Well, they were. I was pushing for 25. I talked to a couple of the state reps, a couple of the state senators, and I said, guys, you got to raise this up to 25. But I think the actual legislation she signed was still down at 10. And that's what's the real problem, is because so many of these small businesses, when you factor in family members that technically they're on the payroll, you know, but they're very limited. They might not be servers, but, you know, they still, you know, wash dishes or, you know, shovel snow in the parking lot or whatever. Technically, they're still on payroll. I believe it was down at 10, but I could be wrong. Maybe the last minute amendment, but the last bill I saw, the last I spoke with these guys, it was 10. And Ian, that's just way too low.
Oh, absolutely. And see, and this is part of the problem too. Here are two individuals speaking about this that have been talking about this for quite some time, and neither one of us can remember exactly what even the new PATH legislation includes.
Right.
This is part of the entire problem. When these folks think they're doing things to help working class people, they're not. All they're doing is introducing confusion into the marketplace. And that's really what our colleagues are having the hardest time with, is figuring out exactly how to figure out a way around this, whether it's changing your hours, changing your menu prices, adding in an automatic gratuity, changing your level of service. These are the things that restaurateurs are now figuring out right before a really busy season, we hope. Mm-hmm. And it's just not helpful. And the thing that really irks most of us is these were things that were allegedly marketed and designed as helping us, helping the working class people. And I'm going to tell you, 70 to 80% of restaurants are owned by small business owners. It's just the truth. We're not out there. We're not millionaires. We're not making tons of money. My wife and I work at our business. It's that simple. We're not on vacation 6 months out of the year just doing whatever we want because we make so much money. No. We work full-time in our business, and that's how 80% of restaurateurs are. They work in their business, and these things are not helping. They're doing the opposite.
Yeah, and again, not only full-time, but you guys work year-round. It's not like you've been down in Florida for the last couple of months and coming back, you know, to your successful business. You guys stayed here right through the winter.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. We are the people that they're trying to help out, and none of us asked for any of this. I'm sure there are a few people out there that did, and we always say, in my opinion, those that needed to have the minimum wage raised in the restaurant industry, those people are not good servers. That's I'll just be blunt about it. That's where I'm at with it. If you do not have a good enough attitude or aptitude to be able to make over minimum wage, you're just not good at your job. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. Vicky and I love Randy's Diner in Traverse City right there on Garfield. And we love their breakfasts because they serve breakfast all day long.
Yeah.
And after a doctor's appointment the other day, we went there about 3 o'clock and still had a hankering for breakfast. With everything we ordered, you know, it came to like $40 for a really nice breakfast for the two. Actually, it was an early dinner, too. We had one meal, basically, for the day. So I'm like, cool, $40, give her a $10 tip. You know, we're good. But then I started thinking about it. And the same waitress who's been there 24 years, she told us that, she was serving 5 other tables. And they're ordering the same time we're ordering, and she's cranking this food out. The cook is cranking. The place was hopping right before dinner time, and the place was full, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon during the week. And I'm going, Vicky, $10 tip times 5 tables, this woman's making like $50 an hour. We stayed there about an hour, 10 minutes, and she was bringing the food quick because she was wanting to turn the table and get in for the cleaning up the station, getting ready for dinner. I'm going, this girl's making $50 an hour during the day, okay, serving breakfast and other meals. I'm going, $50 an hour? And Vicky's like, oh, yeah. When I was a waitress back in the day, she said she worked at basically a mom-pa type of Denny's restaurant for breakfasts on Telegraph downstate. She said, I was making $200 a day all the time. And that was back in the 1970s.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't get your industry. They don't get small businesses. They don't understand. But yet they're going to pass legislation and force it down our throats.
Well, there's two options. They either don't understand because they can't figure out the idea of meritocracy and how that exponentially makes servers more money. Or they fully understand it, and I believe there's part of this is true. They fully understand it, and the government, the IRS specifically, or the Michigan Department of Treasury specifically in this state, wants that tax money. So when you're talking about $50 an hour, a very large portion of that is paid in cash. And if those employees are not reporting that those cash tips either on a paycheck or on their taxes at the end of the year, the IRS and Michigan Department of Treasury do not get their, quote, fair share. This, to me, is the biggest reason why the Democrats are trying to push for a $15 to $20 minimum wage, so they can get more tax money into the system versus a $4 or $5 wage. They're now going to be getting even more wage by the cash tip. So my crew, what they do is they don't even have to report their cash tips on a paycheck. Now, it's entirely incumbent upon them to report those wages at the end of the year. Now, that's not my privy whether they do or they don't. I just have to make sure that I pay them over minimum wage. So their credit card tips alone, plus the tip credit, which is whatever, $5 and some change right now, I think.
Sure.
That plus credit card tips, like you said, Randy, these folks are making in excess $30, $40 to $60 an hour or more in the summertime especially.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is why none of them want the tip credit removed, because the incentivized system is there for them to make so much more money than a college-educated person with even a master's degree. That's what these people don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then on the flip side, many of the small business owners I've been out visiting, getting new sponsors here for the radio station, they're telling me that they're going to convert their quote-unquote employees to vendors, to subcontractors, to 1099 contracted employees, to avoid this employee mandated paid sick time. And the employees are actually liking it because now they get to run a business. You're very familiar with being, you know, a subcontractor, a vendor, a 1099 type of situation. Now you start itemizing and deducting travel expenses and your vehicle expenses, and you might even have an office at your home where you do your bookkeeping. You get a write-off part of your house. They're like, we had a consultant come in and talk to our employees about it, and at the end of the meeting, they went, oh, heck yeah, we don't want to be employees anymore. And it was amazing how they're skirting around these laws, because bottom line, Ian, isn't this what basically entrepreneurs and business owners like yourself, isn't this what we do when government overreaches, interferes with us? We always figure a way around it. Oop, did I lose Ian? No, you're still connected. I lost your mic. Ian, are you there? Oh, shoot. I was so looking forward to his answer on that question. And he's recording still, so let's see. We're connected, Ian. I think something happened with your mic. Nope, he dropped out. So let me add him back in real quick. Hopefully we can get the answer to that question. There he is. And we'll add him back in. There you are, sir. You're back.
This darn technology.
Well, did you hear the question at least?
No, I did not. What was the question?
Oh, shoot. Basically, they are figuring out ways. I had a consultant come in and converted all their employees for this small business. It's a paint shop. Converted them to 1099 subcontractor vendors, if you will.
Yep.
Isn't this what business always does, is try to figure out a way around these overreaching legislative bills?
This is what the free market does. Yes. Absolutely. And this is part of the problem, is it's going to take a little while for the market to figure out exactly how to respond to this new legislation. And I've been advocating for the 1099 vendor avenue. The problem is so many people get afraid of, you know, kind of having to do their own taxes or, quote, running their own small business.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it does actually benefit them.
Yes, write-offs and different things for their vehicles.
Mileage.
Mileage, the office at their house. Well, we appreciate it, and we are going to promote it, guys. RiskItFest.com. RiskItFest.com, and we'll be talking with Ian more about it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier.